In early 2016, Josh Shuga overdosed on heroin. It took several doses of an opioid reversal drug to save him. Soon after, I spoke with Josh and his mom, Connie Holmes. They talked about how the near-fatal overdose affected their relationship. This month, Josh Shuga celebrates 1 year in recovery. It took several life-changing steps to achieve the milestone. Since our first conversation, he's been in jail, moved out of state, and continues to attend meetings to stay clean. I met recently with Connie and her daughter, Mackenzie, to call Josh to get an update on his year.
Hello?
This is Jenna Dooley with WNIJ Public Radio. You remember when we had our conversation before?
Oh, yeah. I am forgotten.
After our story aired last year, Josh had another back surgery. Connie was nervous going into the procedure, knowing he had issues in the past with pills. The situation once again spiraled out of control. He was back to abusing drugs while facing other legal issues.
When I found him at my house at 3 in the morning, I got him and I told him, "You're going to jail. I was done."
After he was behind bars, she says she stayed actively involved in his legal process.
Then I started contacting the lead state's attorney, the prosecuting attorney, probation officers. Every morning I would call them up and I would always say, "Good morning, sunshine," so they would remember who I was.
The constant communication was to keep her son off the streets.
I said, "Every moment that he is supposed to stay in here, he's going to stay. I don't want probation. I want everything done." And then I said, "From here," I said, "he is going to the Owl's Nest."
The Owl's Nest is a recovery community that Connie had contacted, which provides residential living in South Carolina. It's based on 12-step programs. So he left jail and boarded a bus to South Carolina.
Even coming there with a month and a half clean already, I was still just, I was broken. I was a complete and total wreck.
But he made it there and started to again rebuild his life without drugs and with the help of his recovery community. It was also the space Connie needed after years of following his ups and downs.
He did mention one time he wanted to come back, and I wasn't ready. He needed to give me some peace of mind, since for 12 years I haven't had any.
Josh agrees they're actually closer in their relationship as they live farther away. Now their visits mean more, says his sister Mackenzie.
I know he's, like, in a good place. And I met all the people, too, and they were really nice. And so, like, I know he's...
Oh, they all loved her.
Yeah. And so I know, like, he's in a good spot. And then I know she's better now.
Connie tells her son she's proud of his recovery.
I don't sleep with my phone on anymore. I mean, that's the first time in I don't know how long.
Josh also reflects positively on his progress.
I'm doing stuff to help people that people did for me.
He's staying busy, working in landscaping and auto repair. He even got a new dog. So busy, he had to take a break from the call.
And you said that was really frustrating.
Hold on one sec. The puppy's doing great. Hey, I'm doing a follow-up interview from one I did after I OD'd back home. So I'm doing an interview right now.
Recovery for Josh Shuga comes one day at a time. He says he feels supported through family and those who have had to walk alongside him as they fight their daily battle against addiction.
But you figure out what you have to do for you, you know, to make it work for you.
We hang up, and it's back to life as they now know it in South Carolina and Rockford.
Okay. All right, Ma. I'll talk with y'all later. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye, honey.
Bye.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.